Hello, my name is Ian, and I want to invite you to visit Ian's Place every Sunday at 4 p.m. At Ian's Place, we have the most powerful conversations on talk radio. If you want to start living your life your way, then Ian's Place is the place for you. We're going to cut to the chase and have a lot of fun doing it. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and tune into Ian's Place and discover simple techniques that gives you the...
Hey everybody, welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. For those of you that are new here, I'm going to explain a little bit about the basis of this show in a couple of minutes. For people that are regular listeners, thanks for being here today. I did get an email from someone requesting a relationship reading, and since I just spent the last 4 weeks of my life totally submersed in working on that book, I am going to be referring to one of the reports that's in there, the compatibility report, so you can get an idea of how they sound. So today is a Four of Clubs day. I always like to start with the card of the day, as most of you know, because that's a lot about what my work is with this oracle, is revealing that time actually does have an intention. And it's been defined by our regular deck of playing cards, which was originally a calendar. So I'm just going to read what I wrote for the card of the day. For those of you who are new to my show, I invite you to go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and sign up for the card of the day. It's a free service that I offer. This is a really powerful day for structure. Fours represent structure. And this can be a great day for business. I wrote in the card of the day today, pay attention to this day as it is filled with brilliance, which can be applied to anything, most especially business. Better yet will be endeavors that enhance the quality of life for others. So thinking beyond ourselves is highly favored. Responsibility may ask to be recognized in some way, so if it taps on your shoulder, respond with action. Beware of thieves and con artists today. It's a very great day to work to get things accomplished. Enjoy. So this is the kind of message I send out daily, and those of you that receive the card of the day know that. And today I put a little extra note on there. I signed up with upublish.com. I got a page on that website, and I highly recommend it. My page is upublish.com/Star of the Magi. And it's a wonderful service for all of us, for anybody that wants to put anything up, free, things you want to sell, things you want to give away, audio files, all digital files. It's a wonderful platform for getting your voice out and for also making money if you have things that you want to sell. So for those of you that are here for the first time, I'm going to give a brief description, and then I'm going to invite you to go to my website and peruse it. There's little bits of information there about the cards. It's actually a mathematically based science that correlates each day of the calendar year with one of the 52 playing cards. And people always say, even after I say this, does that mean the Tarot? No. The playing card deck originated before the Tarot deck, and the Tarot deck added 22 trump cards. So this is an ancient system, and I've actually seen with my own eyes calendar pages from medieval times or somewhere thereabouts that just use the faces of playing cards. And when I mean faces, we think of the court cards as the ones with faces, the jacks, queens, and kings. And the other cards with their pips, their symbols of either the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, or the spades, those are their faces as well. And the calendar sheets I saw that were made up were ancient cards. My new book, Love and Destiny, the card deck that's being used in there is a 16th century French deck. And I love the images of the court cards. They're so beautiful. You can see four of them on my website. And then for the number cards, there are no written numbers. If it's a three of hearts, there are just three of hearts. And those were hand-painted cards. The deck that's used in the book is a reproduction, and I just love them because they're so simple, and I think because they were hand-painted and someone actually sat and put their energy and their care into making those cards, I really feel that when I look at that deck, and I'm absolutely thrilled that Hampton Roads wanted to use it, so... Each individual card has a combination of numeric values and symbolic impressions and also planetary influences. So there's an element of astrology and numerology here as well. And looking at those influences combined at any given point in time, we can see where we are in our journey, and we can view the influences at work in our lives. I actually almost got the life and spirit spread up on my website today, but I guess my webmaster didn't quite get that up there because I don't see it. But I did send him the PDF, so next week, so I can get into really showing you your life path, which will blow your mind, because you can see people in there as well that are in your life. So similarly to the way we interface with time, with the system, we also assign the numeric values to cards, to the alphabet, relative to people's names or places. I just posted on my my YouPublish site, some articles that I wrote when I had a column in Zento Magazine in Hawaii. And those are free downloads, and I did scan them from the magazine. So you can, you know, the images are beautiful. It was a gorgeous magazine. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist any longer. But the photographs are gorgeous, and there are articles about Hawaii and how the cards relate to Hawaii. And when I was doing those that column, it was so amazing to see how the life paths that unfold in the cards were the same as the legends of the places that matched with those cards, and vice versa. It was just astounding to me, the accuracy. So there's lots to talk about and lots to explore, and I know that a lot of my listeners are students of the cards, and so, you know, I hesitate to continue speaking on the introductory level. I did get an email from someone that asked me about a relationship. So, BJ, I know you're listening, and one of the things I want to share before I share what this relationship is for you is that in the card system, we have connections with one another. The people in our lives definitely show up in our life path, and they show up with very specific aspects of how we interact with each other. There's another realm to relationship, and this is what my new book, Love and Destiny, is about. And that is the relationship itself. Because each relationship is its own self. It is an entity. It is a living, breathing being that has its own agendas, its own destiny, its own journey through time. It has its own challenges and opportunities and gifts. It has everything that we have. And this is something that, you know, I have experienced gaining so much wisdom from looking at the cards this way relative to my relationships. That's why I wrote a book about it. And a lot of you have gone on my website, itsallinthecards.com, and bought compatibility reports. All of those reports have been put in the book. However, they have been completely rewritten, and they are more in depth, and they are there's a lot more in the book. So I'm excited to see how the book turns out when I get my first copy. So there's a way of combining our cards together, and oftentimes the aspects that we have in our life path or our spirit path draw us to one another and determine certain ways that we interact with each other. However, the ruling element in the relationship is actually the relationship itself, and it absolutely trumps those aspects that we have with one another. They're still at play. However, the relationship has its own agenda. So, BJ, you sent me an email this morning asking me if I would look at your cards with another person's cards and tell me what that's about. And when I look at the aspects of your cards, I see, and this is how they relate to each other in your life path. I see, and for those of you that are students and want to follow around, BJ is an Ace of Clubs, and the other person is an Eight of Diamonds. So there's definitely a Mars attraction that's going on here. And Mars is physical chemistry. It's absolutely wonderful. And he is Mars to her. So that can be very attractive to her. And she's also Mars to him. So there's a lot of this physical attraction going on. When I look at the relationship, the first card of the relationship is the Eight of Clubs. And this is one of the most powerful cards in the deck. It's a card that is filled with the mind. The club suit represents the mind. It is filled with will. And I'm actually going to read you the compatibility report that will be in the book so that you all get an idea of what the content is like. And this is very much the essence of the Eight of Clubs. And the title I've chosen for it is The Power of Intention. The Eight of Clubs is the card of mental intention and of material accomplishment through the application of the focused mind. This card embodies strong, determined mental energy. The power of this card operates solely through its fixed nature. Being governed by this influence in a relationship can bring about some head-to-head combat in the realm of communication. And as a result, there will be many opportunities for self-reflection and learning that come through your personal interaction. This can be a very juicy connection, one that is filled with unending passion and intent. The highest law of the land of this relationship is honesty. Hidden issues such as anger from the past will quickly be revealed and have to be dealt with. The most productive way to move through these challenging times is to face them with an open mind and honest communication. Each of you will show the strongest aspects of your personal will in this relationship, and each of you will have the opportunity to learn how to be in partnership with more compassion and grace. You will accomplish this learning by choosing to be more flexible and receptive, which is not an easy task with this card at the helm. I don't want to make this connection sound like one of doom and gloom, because it's not. It's more like swoon and boom. And you never know which one is coming. This connection can be a magical ride if you meet eye to eye and heart to heart. Be open to one another's ideas and adaptable in your thinking, as this is the key of success to your relationship. There is much protection and good fortune that surrounds this connection. The secret to allowing good fortune to come your way is simply a matter of taking off the hard hats and opening up the heart. The Eight of Clubs has a slightly obsessive disposition, and the characteristics of this temperament can create challenges in the relationship. You must take care to avoid adopting obsessive behaviors, attitudes, or even addictions, as these things will deteriorate your connection immediately and create unimaginable chaos. For most, obsession and addiction are not a problem. However, if you or your partner have an addictive personality or challenges with obsession, the energies underlying the surface of this card can bring those individual tendencies up and out. The opportunity here is to recognize and deal with them. If you're in this relationship, the secret to making it successful is in the ownership of your personal power and your ability to maintain clear boundaries while simultaneously expressing your love, affection, acceptance, and support for your partner. If you're finding yourself overreacting toward your partner, you may have some unresolved anger issues, and if you do, this relationship connection will surely bring them front and center to be addressed. If this is happening, take personal responsibility for dealing with your anger. Once you've identified its source and cleared it, then you can resume clear communication with your partner. This is not the easiest relationship, not the easiest of relationship paths, because the personal will becomes stronger than usual. However, if you and your partner focus your intention together in the same direction, this path can be amazingly successful and totally blessed, and it will bring you great good fortune. And BJ, if you're considering this relationship, know that it's not the easiest one in the deck. It will push you in ways you may have not been pushed before. This could be the very reason you're drawn to it. So pay attention and avoid making unreasonable compromises. Abuse of any kind is unacceptable. Ultimately, this can be a very empowering relationship if honesty, self-respect, and clear communication are valued and respected as most important. At the same time, you must know that it will always take work to maintain a gracious, loving connection. So at the end of this are the keys to the kingdom of the Eight of Clubs, which are letting your guard down, focusing your attention, being honest, and self-respect. And then I define how you use all those tools. Your second card in this relationship is the King of Clubs, spades, which means that with these two cards overseeing this connection that you have with this person, a spiritual foundation is an absolute must. And I'm sure that you have that. So there you have it. That was a really long reading. But since you asked, I took advantage to at least read part of one of the reports for the book. There's a whole another section in there that defines the keys to the kingdom and the advice I give for each key to open those doors. Because, you know, each one of these cards in the deck is actually the doorway into a kingdom. And we have a birth card according to the day we're born. You can look that up on my website. And that's our kingdom. And we embody the energies of these cards. And the deck of 52 cards in the Joker is actually a tapestry of time. Understanding where I am in the tapestry of time gives me a tremendous advantage because it enhances my perspective. I can see where I've been. I can see where I've made the choices I've made. And I can see why I made them when I made them. And I can see where I am. And I can know the influences that embody me. I was doing a session on the phone this morning for someone. And she said something that, you know, she said something that negated the power that she has as an individual. And as always, you know, this is exactly why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny. Because I was sitting with someone who's actually the same card as the woman I'm now talking about. I was sitting with a college student a couple of years ago on the Big Island, and, you know, there were a bunch of us sitting around a table, and everybody was reading my book and reading their card, and she looked at me and she said, she's a Three of Clubs, she said, "Wow, you know, I'm always judging myself and comparing myself to other people." And she said, "This one line in here that you say makes me realize that I'm completely wasting my time and I'm not being fair to myself." And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, God, that's exactly why I wrote the book, you know, because we are each so wonderfully unique. And every one of us has funny little challenges that we deal with. Our spirit card, the card that represents who we are on the inner realms, defines those very things for us, our challenges and our opportunities. Our challenges, when embraced, become our opportunities. And you know, it's a wonderful, amazing gift to be able to read a little book like this deck of cards, because it really is an ancient book of time, and be able to more clearly understand ourselves and another person. Because it's through understanding that we learn compassion. And compassion is what we have the opportunity to learn from the heart suit. I have a feeling I have a caller. Is that true? Hello?
Hello, yes, yes, you do. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Veronica. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, I'm so happy to speak to you.
I'm so happy you called.
I was hoping you can give me a general reading today.
Okay, so when is your birthday?
August 7th.
August 7th?
Yeah, 52. And do you need my time?
I don't need your time. You were born in 1952, so you're turning 56?
Yeah, don't say it.
Well, let me tell you something good about this. You know what? Your voice sounds just like my friend Kristen, who lives in Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, I thought you were her when I heard your voice. So first of all, are you familiar with the system at all?
Not with the regular playing cards, no.
Okay, so your birthday, August 7th, is governed by the Six of Diamonds. And the Six of Diamonds represents responsibility to values. So this is a lesson and an opportunity throughout your life. Now, then you have a, now you might want to write this down so you can go back and read later. So your birth card is the Six of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And your spirit card is the Nine of Clubs.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have a planetary ruling card. That's the Ace of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then your soul card is the Three of Spades. And I define all those on my website. You go
yeah,
on my
I see
website.
Your website right here, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but don't do that right now because I'm going to tell you the fabulousness of turning 56.
All right.
I can tell you're going to take some convincing. When we turn 56, we go into a whole new 56-year cycle. We go into a new 28-year cycle. We go into a new 7-year cycle, a new 4-year cycle, and then, of course, every year on our birthday, we go into a new 1-year cycle that has lots of littler cycles in it. But this is a powerful time. It's like the beginning of a new life in the same incarnation, in the same body. Okay, so it's a whole new life beginning for you. And, you know, it's a very powerful cycle as a 7-year cycle as well because it's governed by Venus. So it can be a time where there's love and goodness and good fortune and, you know, just wonderfulness all around. You have the Five of Clubs going to be sitting in your house for the next 7 years. So you're going to be... you're going to become more adventurous. You're going to be changing the way you're thinking.
Well,
you're
going to
be exploring new things.
You're so on with that because I have been on a... so much has been changing with my spiritual path and my path. And, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. Well, you would be feeling this because it's a big cycle. So it starts coming in, you know, in the months before your birthday. And the card, you've got the Five of Clubs sitting in your birth house, which is this card of change of thinking, adventure,
yeah,
exploration, and new ways of communicating. And then your other house has the Jack of Spades, which is the card of the spiritual initiate. So that this 7-year cycle is perfect for you in that way. And the more you step into that energy, the greater rewards and gifts and awakenings you're going to be happening or that you're going to have. Let me look where your Six of Diamonds sitting in the Seven of Clubs. I mean, you know, this is like there's a plot thickening here. That is the card of spiritual knowledge.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a conspiracy. What do you think? So, you know, this is about you refining your mind, you know, cleaning the closets of your mind. Get rid of the cobwebs, get rid of any negative thinking. This energy is going to influence you to really refine your mind so that it becomes more laser-like, and then you learn to use your intention to direct it. Very empowering time for you, right? You have the king. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, because the King of Hearts is a major influence for you in the 7-year cycle, too, which the King of Hearts is a powerful card that rules, you know, beauty, art, love, compassion, anything having to do with people. It also often rules our husband or boyfriend or lover. I also see you having some new kind of relationship. I feel something around either taking classes, teaching. There's some kind of energy around groups of people.
Oh, that's good.
That's going to be strongly influential for you, especially spiritually. You're like launching into an entirely new relationship with yourself right now. So, you know, you can't do anything about turning the clock or stopping it. I've tried. It doesn't work.
No,
time has its own agenda, and it's taking us with it, whether we like it or not. So the best thing we can do is embrace it. 56, when you add a 5 and 6, it's an 11, which is, you know, the number of Christ consciousness.
Yes.
And so you also, this year for you, your 7-year cycle is, you know, governed by yummy Venus. Your yearly cycle is Mercury. This is like the mind waking up in a new way.
Oh,
and things
true.
Quickening for you.
That's so true.
And if you wanted to, you could also look at ways to work from your home and create new streams of income. This is also showing up.
Hmm.
So be open to those types of, if those ideas come, don't poo-poo them and go, oh, I can't do that, or that's not bad. Yes, because you could receive an inheritance. Have you thought about writing or something? I keep seeing this.
Yeah, I keep thinking of
Okay, so I want to invite you to explore that rather than just keep thinking about it.
Okay.
Take some action. You're a double diamond. Diamonds are about action. It doesn't matter. Just start writing, whatever. Listen.
Okay.
Let me tell you something from my personal experience. Just go through and write out whatever you're thinking, because you're going to have to go through and rewrite the whole thing anyway. So don't worry about, you know, giving it a lot of attention to start with. Just get your thoughts on there, and later, you know, you can go back and clarify them, and, you know, it just goes on from there. But, you know, in the creative process, if you start editing in the creative process, you might as well just, you know, shoot your face off or something. I mean, it's really like not a good idea. And that's what holds people back. You know, I used to always think, oh, well, I have to write the introduction first. And I wouldn't get anywhere because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, you have to write the introduction last, because when you get done, then you'll have an idea about what you just wrote.
That's cool.
And so a lot of people get stopped because they think, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to do it. You know, Dan Pointer, do you know who Dan Pointer is?
Yes.
He has this wonderful approach of building a book.
Yes.
And so you're familiar with him.
Wait a minute, say that again, I didn't really hear you.
Dan Pointer?
No.
P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. Go to his website. Anybody else out there, you need publishing, you know, info, he's great. It's Para Publishing, PARAPUBLASHING.com.
Okay.
And, you know, he suggests building a book. He has a little kit you can buy, actually. I've not seen one, but I bet it's good.
That's what I would need, something like that.
Yeah, he has a little kit, and he tells you what to do. I did take a workshop with him at the Learning Annex.
What's the website again?
It's Para Publishing, P-A-R-A.
Okay. Publishing. Okay.
.com.
Alright.
He's the god of self-publishing. But he also, you know, he's been published by publishers and is, and he's a huge teacher for all authors in many ways. He's wonderful.
Okay.
So, I really feel strongly that, you know, you need to birth this new year for yourself in a way that you, it looks like you're going to get an inheritance or something.
Well, I do have a lawsuit.
Oh, well, goody for you. You're sitting in a Ten of Diamonds house. Just sit back, relax, and watch it work for you.
Okay.
Be honest. Honesty is your secret weapon.
Ooh.
Honesty and integrity. If you're not, then the opposite will happen.
Okay.
You are asked by life to live your life in integrity.
Yes.
And if you don't do that, you're going to create, you know, hellacious karma for yourself. in this lifetime, not in the next one.
I don't want to be there ever again.
No, don't do that ever again, because that's your lesson.
Yes.
And you know it doesn't feel good anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I hope this was helpful.
Oh, you're extremely helpful. I'm going to go to your website.
Okay, cool. Have fun.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling, Veronica. I love your name.
Okay, thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Veronica, that's a great name for a Leo. So, people, how are we doing out there? The lines are open if you want to call in. The number's on the screen. The only screen I don't have open in front of me. I have every other screen in the universe. I have my website. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sharon Jeffers and the Mystic Oracle. And for those of you that didn't hear me earlier, I mean, you can go check out my website and see what I'm up to here. I want to invite you to go check out my new youpublish.com page. And I want to turn you on to this as a possibility for you if you have something you want to put out to the world. This is excellent. This site was put together by Mark Victor Hansen and Royce Kruger, two of the most amazing, brilliant men on the planet. And it's called youpublish.com. And to go to my page, you go youpublish.com/Star of the Magi. And I just uploaded stuff on there yesterday. And I put up some articles. You can download them for free. And, you know, everything I put up there, of course, is based on the cards so far. But I do have some other goodies coming. I actually, I've been teaching feng shui, black hat feng shui, for over 20 years. And I created a wonderful little manifestation workshop in a package. And so I'm going to put that all in digital form so I can put it up here and offer it to people. But go on and download my free articles if you want, and really get a sense of how amazing these cards are in all their various ways. I also want to invite you to email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you want to. And if you don't hear me respond, then if you don't hear me, if I don't respond to your email, sorry, I was just reading another email, I thought it was a question, then call me, because I didn't get your email. Sometimes Earthlink blocks emails and puts them as spam. So I'm going to, since nobody's calling right now, I'm going to, oh, there's a caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Vicky.
Vicky?
Yes.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tucson.
From where?
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, Tucson. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You sound very blurry.
Yes. I feel I can barely hear you as well.
What kind of... Are you phoning over the internet?
No, it's a phone. It's a landline phone.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get some clarity here.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
February the 7th.
February 7th. And are you familiar with this system?
I've been looking at your website. It's new to me as of today.
Oh, how great.
Uh-huh.
I'm so happy that you found me. Thank you. Well, in the cards, and you may have looked at this already, your birthday is the Five of Spades.
Five of Spades, right.
Yes. So you're a lucky puppy. And then you are an Aquarius.
Right.
So the King of Diamonds is your planetary ruling card. So do you have something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to tell you what your four personal significator cards are first, so you can go back later and read them. And you can read the definition of what that means as well, okay?
Oh, great.
So your birth card is the Five of Spades, and your planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds. Your spirit card is the Ten of Hearts, and your soul card is the Four of Diamonds.
Okay.
So you can look at what those mean. What is your present age?
58.
58?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want me to look at your cards? To see what's going on right now?
Yes.
You do?
If you would.
Okay. So let me see where your little Five of Spades is. Oh. Your card's in the same place that Victoria's or Veronica's card was. So I'm going to venture to say, let's see, you've turned 58 on your birthday. So, oh, look at these cards. Do you have your own business?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, let's talk about that. I mean, you ought to be working it big time, especially throughout the internet.
Well, I do use computers a lot in my work.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't do without them, but I work with children and I work with adults and families, and I do counseling, I do therapy and this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I could be busy all the time. I'm trying to slow myself down and relax a little bit, but it's going great.
Okay, so I am feeling, when I look at the cards you have, you got a line up here that's to die for, or to live for, actually. Jack of Clubs, King of Diamonds, King of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds, Ten of Diamonds, Ten of Clubs, Three of Clubs. I mean, we're talking about major putting yourself into different forms, like repurposing your work. Do you have videos, books, little, you know, like, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing DVDs, I'm seeing CDs, I'm seeing laminated charts that people follow for something. I don't know. Do you do some kind of exercises with people?
I do.
Okay, I'm seeing those on laminate. I'm seeing, like, packages and an individual thing. I am the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
And the forte of my particular birthday of the year is to help people just pull their business, take their, you know, I know how to do that. Anyway, in your cards, I'm seeing, you know, you have really strong cards for manifesting, publishing, getting your voice out, not just one-on-one, you know, one-on-three, one-on-whatever. That's wonderful, too. Everything you're doing ought to be turning into products right now. Or you're just passing by some possible opportunities that could be amazing. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have some products that later on are going to support you?
Yes.
Have you thought about this at all?
Well, I put together some little booklets and some therapy materials and things like that. But it's the time. It's just the time, but I enjoy doing it, and I do have more time now than I did a few years ago when I was raising children and married and that kind of thing. I have a lot more extra time. So
you just have to make little appointments with yourself. I mean, this is, I'm making a big request here. You're the Five of Spades. The Five of Spades, probably greatest challenge in life is follow through.
Okay.
You see, your spirit card, the Ten of Hearts, represents people and children. The work you're doing, and you, the Five of Spades, is a change agent. And then your King of Diamonds planetary ruling card, which governs how you move through life, is the Master Business card.
Mm.
It has more to it than that. And so you're right on track. The cards that you have this year, age 58, which is governed by Mars, which says let's work it a little harder and go a little further and a little faster while we're at it, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, oh, my goodness, the lineup is amazing.
Well, that's wonderful.
In fact, yeah, it's really good. And you ought to really take advantage of it. And maybe what you need is somebody who can help you with this. Because I know for a fact that the Five of Spades could have at least 438 projects going at once. And never finish any of them.
I have contracts all over the state of Arizona.
Exactly. So this is what I'm talking about, okay? So if you had somebody that could realize in the physical plane your ideas and put your materials together, then, you know, there are many, many. I mean, I don't know if you heard me earlier about with, like, just youpublish.com. It's brilliant, and it's a way for somebody like you to, you know, have materials, put them up there, and, you know, just let them do their thing. But there's a million ways to do that on the Internet right now. And the fact that I'm seeing this tells me and telling you and seeing what I'm seeing in your cards tells me that, you know, this is probably why you called me, whether you knew it or not.
I wasn't expecting it. I've tried to do materials before. They were good. I got good compliments on them, but I just wasn't able to get them out there. And now, I guess with the Internet, now you can just put your things up there and people Google what they're looking for, and there you are.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, you know, I mean, I've been turned on to a lot of websites, and I have my own and this, that, and the other thing. And this new website that they just started in May is pretty amazing. I just went on it last night and loaded stuff up for the first time, and I was blown away at how easy it was. It inspired me. I just wanted to, you know, I have a ton of stuff I could put up there, and I will. But, you know, it's true. There are so many platforms, and the Internet is, you know, the grand master of platforms. And all of your cards, all of these powerful, powerful cards that I'm seeing for you now, I'm not laying cards out like fortune teller. I'm actually reading charts and cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I'm going to have an image of what I'm looking at on my website any minute now, or any day, I should say, so that people can see what I actually look at. But every one of them are in the Uranus line. Uranus rules the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
It rules, you know, connecting with the masses. So, you know, whatever it takes, do it.
Okay.
Because you want to take advantage of this between now and your next birthday. I promise you this, and you will come back and say, you know what? You were right. I promise you that if you put your attention in this direction, good fortune is going to come to meet you.
That's good.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm serious about this.
Well, I like doing it, and I've done it before. I just didn't have the media to put it out there. So
you didn't have the what?
The means. I mean, the Internet wasn't that big. I mean, back then you logged onto the Internet and you had a cup of coffee while you were waiting to get onto the Internet. I mean, it was so slow, but now things have changed. And
right.
I can do this.
You can do this. And I would do it now if I were you.
Okay.
Get everything you can going and have fun.
Okay.
And don't look at, I want to invite you, okay, to change the story about there not being enough time.
Okay.
And change the story to the fact that, you know, when we're really present with our intention, time actually expands. You know those times when you just sort of disappear,
mm-hmm.
or time seems to disappear?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just go there. Just play in that realm and have fun with it. Because all the work you're doing feels really profound to me for the people. And I don't know, I just have a feeling somebody's going to show up and bless you big time. You just have to know that, you know, you just have to focus your intention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just do what you, makes you happy and excited.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Let me know what happens. I want to
speak. I will.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Let's see. We have four more minutes here. And I... Four more minutes. So I want to just... I'm going to take this time to advertise my book, Cards of Destiny, Birthday Book and Daily Divination Guide. It's beautiful. It's hardcover, full color. It's got gorgeous graphics inside that are actually 18th century cards. And I delineate each birthday in the year, each one of the cards. And that's the first half of the book. And I also have a segment on how you are in relationship and then the children with that card. And then the back half is a perpetual calendar. You can also sign up for my card of the day, and then you'll get the card of the day every day in your email box. That's free. And then if I'm up to something, I'll announce it on there. And then my new book that's coming out is also available for pre-order, Love and Destiny, which is about relationships. And relationship compatibility, what the relationship is really about, which is so profound. And I'm taking pre-orders for that book. I will have them in November. They will not be in stores until January. So if you want to get them from me, you can do that. I'm offering a big discount for books if you buy 10 at a time. And... because that's what people do with my books. They buy 10 at a time and give them away. Thank you to everyone who does that. Anyway, all the books that come from me are signed and personally signed, if you like. And let me tell you about tomorrow. I'm co-hosting The Naked Salon with Audrey Philpott. This is a web TV show. It's on gotwebtv.com. It's on at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and it's a live broadcast over the Internet, and we do take calls into the studio. We've been doing this quantum series. Tomorrow, the show is about personal empowerment, manifesting our personal empowerment. And I think it's going to be a really great conversation, and it's a wonderful show. So tune in there, gotwebtv.com. And then I'm doing a recording this afternoon for a radio show, and I think it's not going to air. Let's see when it's going to air. I'll send this out in my email. But this is Deborah Dashinger's show, Dare to Dream. And her website is deborahdachinger.com. I will also put a link for her show and her website on my website. So everybody, I want to really thank you for participating and listening. I want to thank Veronica and Vicky. How about that, people? two V names. How cool is that? So I want to thank you both for calling in, and I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank BBS Radio for their fabulousness and their amazing selves. I love you guys. You're great. And I will see you here next week. Thank you so much. If you want to contact me, please do. I do personal sessions for people if you're interested. And I'm happy to receive your emails. Okay? Have a wonderful week. Blessings. Bye.